The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour, I have some very helpful and important information to share with you. But before we get to that information, let's talk to Mr. Al Foreman. He's on the line. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. I know that you're up in Greenland right now, and it may be a little difficult for us to converse on a back-and-forth basis due to the longevity of where I am as to where you are with the telephone lines. But I do want to make everybody aware that we are getting closer to our opening. We still don't have a firm date yet, but it should be sometime around Thanksgiving. Again, as we get closer to the culmination of getting all the product onto the shelves, people will have a much better idea as to why it took so long to open. But we're very proud of the fact that we are going to be featuring EDLP, which is everyday low prices, and I think that you will have the ability, if you bring in your smartphones or your laptop computers or whatever other technology instrument that you want to use, you can verify and check prices while you're in the store. I'm not sure how many other stores are able to accomplish that to help you decide where you want to buy your products, but we do. And we want to encourage you to check the prices that we're selling it for compared to our competitors. And that is why 52 weeks a year, we're going to feature EDLP, Everyday Low Prices, so that you know that you're buying the best possible product at the lowest possible price. And when I say best possible product, I mean that wholeheartedly and very sincerely, because we only deal with national companies. We don't deal in private labels. We don't deal in contract manufacturers that are making products for us. We buy the national labels that you're familiar with, that you've seen in other health food stores that you may have been using for 20 or 30 years yourself. So again, we're very proud of the fact that everything we sell here will be on the national scale, where you will recognize the brands and you can go to online and check them out and see exactly what the products are, as well as the retail prices, which, again, we will be featuring everyday low prices, EDLP. That is our motto here. And, of course, we will give you excellent service because we have on our staff, we have Janet Cimarelli, who has her own office here at the Save-A-Lot store, and she will engage with you on any health challenges or health concerns that you may have, because it's most important that you maintain good health. And you want to live a long, healthy life in good health and not be sustained or be challenged with disabilities or other illnesses that don't permit you to conduct a full, healthy life. With that said, Janet, I want to also let our listeners know that we are in the market and looking for an IT person, a man or woman or girl or boy who has IT experience that can deal with websites and other challenges in the technology field. So if you have such a talent and you'd like to be part of the Save-A-Lot family here, please call us at the store and let us know that you're interested in coming down to speak to me about a position in the IT and website area. And the number for the store here is 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And if you have a chance, Janet, during the course of the show, you may want to mention that again. And with that said, we will definitely be listening here at the store. I know you have a lot of great information to share with our listeners today. So with that said, I will look forward to being with you live on Monday at the studios of WWNN Radio in Boca Raton. And I know we have another talented, great show for you on Monday. So have a great weekend, Janet, and we'll be listening online here.
All right. Thanks so much. You enjoy your weekend, and I have to say, I'm inviting everybody to take a stroll by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center location because the activity there is amazing. The products are being put on the shelves. You will not be able to believe the number of different choices you will have. And you can find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7. It's also known as 441. The store is a half mile south of Sample Road and in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. So the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza, what you might see on 441 is the Spirit Halloween store. And right behind the Spirit Halloween store is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And again, you can go by the store and see all of the activity and meet Les, the staff that has already been assembled. You will love seeing some familiar faces, and you'll be able to get such very good information about their motivation, their passion, their enthusiasm for being able to bring all of these products to customers and give them the quality information on the best way to get the best benefits from the products, as well as giving you the insight into which one of these products to choose. And certainly that is an activity that I will be taking part in at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. When you go in and take a little tour of the store, you'll see my office. It's a beautiful, beautiful office, very private, so you can have the kind of conversation about your health and nutrition and supplement issues that you would like, covering all manner of areas with regard to your health. So all of that, as I said, is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. And if you want any additional information, the number to call for more information about the store, 754-307-1655. And keep in mind that you will be able to get a little bit of information about staying in contact with the with regard to the store opening date. You can follow Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers on Facebook, as well as going to our website, savalotnutritioncenters.com. And keep in mind, if you have any health and wellness questions, if you have any supplement questions, you can visit me today from 11 to 2 at the Greenland store. The Greenland store is in Delray Beach. It's 2 miles north of Atlantic Avenue, and it is 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach. So you can look for the great big marquee outside the store, Greenlands. And so that kind of brings me to the beginnings, the introduction of my subjects for today. On the internet, I was reading an article with regard to contamination in baby food, and that brings you to the importance of understanding that when you shop at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, what you will find will be food choices that are organic, that you don't necessarily have to be concerned. Are you exposing yourself, your family, your baby to genetically modified organisms? Organic, certified organic foods will never have genetically modified organisms, GMOs, as part of that chemical profile. So contamination in baby food, you wonder, how can that be? And the idea is, okay, with that contamination in baby food, it makes it even more critically important that you're able to shop for organic foods, that the choices you make in the organic realm of food, you don't have to worry about bringing a magnifying glass with you to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. You can very well rely on the expertise and experience of the incredible team that is working together to bring you the best of the best at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. So you don't have to worry if the fat contamination, a poor quality fat in the baby food. You don't have to worry about, as I said, reading the small print on any of the food choices that you make at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. That will have been done for you, and you can rely on that staff, the knowledgeable staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center to guide you not only to the supplements that are best for your particular individual situation, but guide you to the foods that you're going to enjoy, absolutely delicious, but not contaminated, contaminated possibly with ingredients that would include, unfortunately, this is kind of a gross statement, it would not include coloring agents that ultimately come from insects. Did you know that? In my view, that's a contamination, but that's something that is relatively common in foods that have added colors. And they can say that it's natural coloring because it comes from insects. Insects are natural, right? Well, you don't have to worry about that kind of almost under-the-radar contamination. All of that investigation will have been done for you. All of the foods that you're going to find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center are organic, and you can rely on the quality in that way. And that brings me to time to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. When we come back, a little bit more about some additions to the Save-A-Lot team that we'd like to make. So stay tuned. More to come on your good health and more to come about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. I'll be right back.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs. With EDLP, everyday low pricing, no need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAV-A-LotNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
And welcome back. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and the information that I've got for you, very, very interesting information. One of them is having to do with a subject that is very near and dear to my heart. And what I'm talking about is some research that has been published from some of the places, the University Mind Lab at University of Sussex in the United Kingdom, Emory University Brain Connectivity Lab. And what I'm talking about that they have been researching has to do with reading. reading can improve your health and well-being. And you say, well, you know, I don't read so much because I go to the gym and I exercise. Or I don't read so much because I'm busy taking the dogs for a walk. And that's better for my brain than reading, isn't it? Well, here's the information that these two research organizations came up with. They're saying that, like muscles, brains benefit from a workout. And so sometimes when you are reading, what happens is you get your synapses firing. And that's one of your goals. And in order to get those synapses firing, you need something that's kind of challenging you, that's engaging you, that's getting you to have your imagination spurred to work in a dramatic way. And so then the information goes on to say that older readers, now what's the definition of older? I'm going to go as young as 50 because I think that may be an age when some individuals begin to experience a decrease in the quickness of their brain, the facility of learning something easily. So, but surely by age 65, you should pay attention to this, because what the research was showing is that older readers have 2.5 times reduction in the risk of developing Alzheimer's. Now, keep in mind, so the CDC has come out with some information over the past number of years that of the people who reach the age of 85, half of them will have the onset or full-blown diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. So if as easily as reading, you could have 2.5 times reduction of your risk of developing Alzheimer's, when you come in from walking the dogs, when you come back from the gym, instead of turning on the TV, open up a book. And that's an interesting part of this discussion as well. They're saying that reading a book actually does some more beneficial effects for your brain than, let's say, reading a newspaper, reading magazine articles, or something like that. There's research from Yale that's saying it improves memory, that readers have more complex brains. So there's more going on in that reader's brain. And the Yale research goes on to say that it reduces stress. Amazing what happens when you lose yourself in an engrossing story, in an engrossing book, and how dramatically therapeutic. I mentioned the University of Sussex in the United Kingdom, Mind Lab. They were saying that it is extremely therapeutic, and that you can actually enhance that whole brain chemistry situation when you reread something. That's kind of interesting to me, that you can, in rereading something that might be a little complex and you might not have gotten 100% of it the first read, you may find new meaning in rereading. And finding that new meaning can be therapeutic in that you can create a number of different connections with regard to what you have reread. You may have different ways of connecting it into your daily life situation. You may have an increased awareness and impact on relationships. Very, very interesting. You have a different perspective of things. It may actually lead to a situation where you have greater ability to do self-reflection, to understand yourself a little bit more, to actually understand why some problems may be what they are. So how therapeutic is that? And you're doing it all for yourself. You're not necessarily consulting with a therapist, a counselor, but you're coming to conclusions for yourself. Here's what I think about that. It allows you access to your intuition. And your intuition, and this is information that's very, very old and comes from Deepak Chopra, that intuition guides you in the perfect way. When you allow your intuition to rise up from where it is under the radar, so to speak, or you may have been dismissing your intuitive information, this ability to recognize the intuitive guidance that is within you, so incredibly therapeutic. So you're going to, and this is coming from Emory University, they have a lab called Brain Connectivity. And you're going to improve your imagination. You're going to improve your overall brain function. Susan Greenfield, who is a neuroscientist who has spent her whole career researching the function of the brain, she is saying that it enhances, this reading enhances attention span. So one of the things that I talk to people very frequently with regard to counseling is, if you find yourself, let's say, reading a newspaper article or magazine article or even a paragraph in a book, and you find that you reach the end of the paragraph and your mind has wandered and you don't remember the last number of sentences that you read, that's an indication that your brain really needs a little bit of guidance to focus, a little bit of guidance to enhance your attention span. And reading a book in particular and rereading certain articles or books are very beneficial activities that are going to be supportive of brain chemistry and help to maintain your memory. And you're going to think more clearly. And this neuroscientist, Susan Greenfield is her name, and she says you will live longer. And according to Harvard Medical School research, they're saying that it requires effort in order to stimulate your brain and maintain the, let's say, the flexibility and attention of your brain. But you are making new connections. You're actually enhancing the lifespan of your brain cells, and you're minimizing brain cell loss. All of that, what are we doing with our supplements, our memory supplements, our brain-enhancing supplements? I recommend DHA all the time. I love ginkgo, huperzine, vinpocetine, so many different substances that are going to be so supportive and helpful at maintaining optimal brain function. And what do we all want? I know I want optimal brain function. So in addition to those wonderful foods that you're choosing, devoid of contaminating substances that don't support our good health, and remember, that's what food is supposed to be, a support to our overall good health. So easy. Lots of research behind it. Keep yourself from losing brain cells. Enhance your attention span. Enhance your memory. So the DHA aspect of fish oil. Reducing inflammation with some substances like curcumin. Reducing inflammation with vitamin D. So there's so many different areas to approach this brain support from. And That's information for you, and I have lots more like that here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. What I want to let everybody know is the Save a Lot Nutrition team is looking to enhance their numbers. We're looking for an information technology person, someone who can maintain the website, the SaveALotNutritionCenters.com website, someone who can work with us to archive the radio shows, someone who can handle all of our media and social media connections. And if you're someone who has those skills and you're interested in joining our team, you can call 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. And what you can do is set up a meeting to go by the Save a Lot Nutrition Center location, 3105 North State Road 7, half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Center, and visit with the team and see if it's the right fit. So we're looking for those people who have that internet talent that can support the Save a Lot Nutrition internet goals. Again, the number to call to make an appointment to meet with the team, 754-307-1655. And I just want to let you know that, yes, indeed, I will be taking a short break right now. And when I come back, what I'll be talking to you about is hormone therapy and the risk of raising or the risk that you may raise your dementia possibility. It's very interesting. Who knew that if we were doing hormone replacement therapy that was not the right therapy for us, it could affect our brains? It could cause us to lose our memory? But that's what I'll be talking about when we come back from this short break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Stay tuned, more to come.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save a Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save a Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, keeping in mind that we're looking to enlarge that Save a Lot Nutrition team. And what we need help with? Information technology. So someone to be working with us with regard to the internet, the web maintenance, archiving our radio shows, all those good things. 754-307-1655 will connect you with the Save a Lot store so that you will be able to set up an appointment and come meet the Save a Lot team and see if we have a good fit. 754-307-1655. Okay, before the break, I said when I came back, the discussion that I was going to bring to the table had to do with hormone therapy for prostate cancer. And there has been some research conducted, and it's talking about that hormone therapy may raise your dementia risk. So And this is a specific article having to do with prostate cancer. So prostate cancer patients have had a particular focus on hormones in order to overcome the cancer. But before I get to that part of the discussion, let me say, with regard to women's health, it is a very well-established fact. It is listed as a side effect on the pharmaceuticals that have to do with estrogen, and that you will raise your risk of dementia. And when if you were to take a census of the different memory impairment facilities, either the live-in or daycare facilities for dementia and Alzheimer's patients, most likely that census would reveal that there are many more women than men suffering with the effects of memory loss, dementia, and Alzheimer's, and that it's very possible that those women were using synthetic hormone replacement therapy to ease the problems associated with menopause. And consequently, that synthetic hormone replacement, the Premarin, pregnant mare's urine, that form of estrogen, certainly has an increased risk of dementia. And it's listed on the side effects of the pharmaceutical. So if you are using a synthetic hormone replacement, keep in mind that there are over-the-counter substances that would be very appropriate to help to balance hormones, as well as bioidentical hormone replacement therapy available by prescription. And so you don't have to expose yourself to that dementia risk. In a study, they were talking about hormone therapy for prostate cancer ultimately was detrimental. But then the study goes on to say, well, it was suggestive, but it was not definitive. Very often these studies that come out saying that there is a damaging side effect associated with some of the hormone replacement therapies, well, we need more studies. We think this might be detrimental, but it isn't definitive. We need more studies. In 1998, the Journal of the American Medical Association said that they had improved the situation with what is called ADT, androgen deprivation therapy. So what they were planning on doing was to specifically and completely block the production of testosterone, and the thought was it was testosterone that was going to spur the growth of new prostate cancer cells. So that was an accepted approach to prostate cancer. Get rid of the testosterone and we'll overcome the cancer. Well, what was determined to be the outcome of androgen deprivation therapy was fatigue, weight gain, sexual dysfunction, and there were multiple studies that showed there was dementia and cognitive changes associated with that hormone interference. So my observation I mentioned before is if you were to go into any facility for people with extreme memory loss, dementia, and Alzheimer's, many more women and many women have used that Premarin or even the Prempro, even more dangerous Prempro, to ease the situation, ease your situation through menopause. So what's the bottom line here? Patients with prostate cancer and with hormone therapy, that androgen deprivation therapy, are twice as likely to develop dementia. So what can you do? Okay, there's a long list of beneficial approaches that you can use if you are dealing with prostate cancer. A quart of green tea every single day. That green tea has been associated and very well studied to show that the spread of cancer cells from the prostate is absolutely minimized when you're drinking green tea. Now, what do I suggest with regard to green tea? How easy is that? A quart of green tea? My opinion is, isn't that better than using a substance that might be leading you down the path to dementia and extreme memory loss? Okay, so the quart of green tea. Green tea from Japan. Japan has, for centuries, recognized the health benefits, from so many different viewpoints associated with green tea. Now, you don't want to drink a quart of green tea? Okay, yes, there are green tea supplements that you could be using, and that's great. But in addition to that green tea supplement, the green tea extract, so you're getting the flavanols from the green tea, the antioxidant benefit from the green tea, concentrated in capsules, but please drink your quart of green tea. If you've been diagnosed as having the presence of some prostate cancer cells, green tea. Fabulous in its ability to support your good health and help to offset the potential problems associated with prostate cancer treatment. Then, of course, you want to be very knowledgeable about high-quality fats. One of the things that happens with prostate cancer is destabilized fat molecules, free radical damaged fat molecules tend to accumulate in the prostate and unfortunately cause the prostate to swell, contribute to inflammation, and that whole inflammatory cascade may very well be a precursor to the development of prostate cancer. Wherever tissue is disturbed, is subject to free radical damage, that's when you have an issue that may kind of set the bottom line, the foundation, so to speak, for cancer cells to develop. The balance of hormones is crucially important. I do know that there's research out there of maintaining your vitamin D levels to minimize the possibility that you might be ultimately diagnosed with prostate cancer. So make sure that your vitamin D level is over 70. Goal, probably 80. You want to make sure that you're taking vitamin D3. D2 is a synthetic version and doesn't work as well to support your vitamin D levels. Iodine, and you say, no, iodine isn't any good. Yes, indeed, the better your thyroid functions, the better there is the proper ratio of testosterone to estrogen and progesterone, the proper amount of DHEA circulating in your body, the proper levels of different thyroid hormones circulating in your body. So you want to reduce your risk of prostate cancer. You want to reduce your risk of ever having to choose between hormone therapy that may likely increase your risk to of developing dementia. So crucially important. And so vitamin D levels, saw palmetto, pygium, iodine, and of course the things that are going to support testosterone levels. Young men with testosterone that's very high have a very infrequent risk of developing prostate cancer. Older men who have an imbalance with regard to testosterone and estrogen, and unfortunately the estrogen levels are going high, that increases your risk, unfortunately, of developing prostate cancer. So let's talk a little bit about your diet, and as well as your supplement, zinc, your zinc level, crucially important, and you want to make sure that that zinc-copper ratio is the exact ratio that's beneficial for supporting how your immune system is going to identify and isolate abnormal cells. You want to make sure of all of the different alcoholic drinks that you might be using, you minimize the intake of beer. I don't know why, but for some reason, beer has the kind of connection with an increased risk of cellular changes in your prostate. So this whole picture, so important to protect your overall health, your health and well-being. So you won't be dealing with weight gain. You won't be dealing with fatigue. You won't be dealing with cognitive changes. There are so many studies that show that androgen deprivation therapy is very much associated with cognitive changes and certainly an increased risk of developing dementia. Okay, one of the things before I take my last break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, we are looking to enhance our team. We have such an incredibly fabulous team, and what we need to enhance it, an information technologist, an IT specialist, someone who is going to be able to get on the same page with our needs with regard to maintaining the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center's website and being able to archive these radio shows, being able to plug in with the rest of the team and bring that information on the internet to all of our listeners and all of the customers at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So if you are interested in the job and you think that you have the skills we need, 754-307-1655. The number to call, 754-307-1655, and you can make an appointment to meet with the team and see if we have a good fit to connect together to bring our customers and listeners all of the good things that Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers have to offer. This is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and just after this break, more information with regard to improving your health and what I'm talking about, possibly Outwitting Osteoporosis, a new book. Stay tuned, more to come. Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Welcome back. This is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and just a reminder that I am in Delray Beach today. I am at the Greenland Store, 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach, and I am available for nutrition counseling. The number to call if you would like to check in for an appointment at Greenlands, 561-921-4238. 561-921-4238. That will get you to the Greenland Store, and you'll find out the availability of connecting with me for a little discussion about reviewing your blood work, discussing your health challenge, and what are some of the best supplemental approaches, what are some of the best dietary approaches, what you need to be sure to include, what you need to be sure to exclude. And remember that when I was discussing the issue with regard to prostate cancer, and I was talking about green tea, there's such a wonderful selection of appropriate green tea choices, as well as all of the supplements that are hormone balancing and supportive of healthy prostate function. Again, I'm just going to remind everyone that we are looking to enlarge the team at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and if you have skills that would include maintaining a website, archiving our radio shows, enhancing the social media presence, the number to call to set up an appointment to see if we have a good fit, 754-307-1655. And remember, you will set the appointment, and then you can come by the store and see the fabulous activity going on at the store. And the store is located 3105 North State Road 7, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Center. You can look for the Landmark Spirit Halloween Store, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is behind that Spirit Halloween Store in the Penn Dutch Center. Okay, just before the break, I said I was going to be talking about osteoporosis. It's very interesting because there's a new book out. Beverly Whipple, Rhonda Gates have written a new book, and it's called Outwitting Osteoporosis. Now, keep in mind, I'm not necessarily recommending you buy that book. There may be some very, very high-quality information in the book, but the little segments that I have read, there might not be information that I 100% agree with. So if you're dealing with osteoporosis and you want to get a broad information background with regard to osteoporosis, then this might be the book for you. However, some of the things that might not necessarily be on the same page my brain is on. Okay, they're saying that 33 million women have been diagnosed with osteoporosis, and that 1 in 2 over the age of 50 will have an osteoporotic fracture. I don't know if the situation is that dire. And here's my reason for questioning the number of women diagnosed. 33 million. All right. How do they diagnose osteoporosis? They diagnose osteoporosis by doing a bone density scan. And there are two results with that scan. There is a T-score, and unfortunately on the front page, if you get a multi-page bone density report on the front page, it will show that you have a diagnosis of either osteopenia or osteoporosis, and it is based on a T-score. If you're 65 years old, they have just compared the density of your bones with a 25-year-old. I do not believe that to be a reasonable comparison. There is for sure going to be some loss of bone density between the ages of 25 and 65. So one of the things that you can do is look a little more in depth to that bone density scan, and you will see a Z-score. The Z-score is an age match, and so you're comparing your bone density with all of the other women available in the study or in the available diagnostic information, and of the same age. Now, doesn't that make a little bit more sense? But according to the American Medical Association, the Florida Medical Association, the way to make the correct diagnosis is to give you the T-score. And there is a difference between the Z, XYZ, and T, T as in Tom, the difference between those two categories is a factor of 2. So if you have a bone density score of minus 2.5, that would characterize your bone density as osteoporotic. But that's the T-score. So if you were to go to the Z-score and subtract 2 from the 2.5, you would have a minus 0.5 loss of bone density. That puts you in the normal range. Now, if you think you are losing bone density, what are some of the kind of hints your body may be giving you? Certainly, you may be experiencing joint and muscle pain, back pain. Maybe your fingernails are not very strong. Maybe they split and break. That could be an indication that calcium is not being properly metabolized, that your mineral status is compromised. Maybe you don't have enough exercise. Maybe when you walk around or move around, you hear a crack, a pop, a creak. Maybe you know that you've lost height. You look at you put on a favorite pair of slacks that you might not have had on for several months, and they're dragging along. The hem is dragging along the floor. Am I getting shorter? Is that what's happening? Well, if you notice that you've lost height, then that's a very good clue from your body that yes, indeed, you have the beginnings or actual bone density loss. If your posture is poor, very often that's an indication that you may be dealing with some amount of bone loss. What do you need to know about? You need minerals. You need to get sugar out of your daily routine. If you're drinking sodas, get sodas, carbonated beverages out of your routine. If you have family members that have suffered with severe loss of bone density, very important to be addressing the possibility that you may be losing bone density. So what are some of the approaches that you can use to minimize the possibility that you'll be one of the 1 in 2 women over the age of 50 that the outwitting osteoporosis is saying is going to happen? Okay, you can use vitamin K. Vitamin K helps to break down the accumulation of calcium where it shouldn't be in soft tissue and drive it into the long bones. Maintain your vitamin D level. So important. And in addition, you may have been told by your doctor, don't forget your calcium. Well, it isn't as simple as that. You need calcium, magnesium, all of the trace minerals. You need hormone balance. You need substances like vitamin C that are going to enhance your collagen levels. The Iprovalone supplement has been shown to maintain bone density and actually begin to reverse bone loss. So you want to look at your bone density scan. You want to make sure that you're very well aware of the side effects associated with the medications that are available for supporting bone density, and be very certain before you begin to take those medications that you are surely dealing with osteoporosis. They are not appropriate. They are not meant for osteopenia. They are only meant for a diagnosis of osteoporosis. Osteopenia would be the developmental process toward, moving you toward osteoporosis, and those medications are not meant to be used for osteopenia. They're specific for a diagnosis of osteoporosis. If you have a diagnosis of osteopenia, what you need is a discussion with me that I can give you an analysis of your blood work and give you some guidance with regard to where you need to focus your efforts so that you don't continue to progress toward osteoporosis. Once again, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition team is looking for an IT expert, someone who is able to maintain our website, someone who is able to archive the radio shows on our website. And if you'd like to make an appointment to come and meet with the team, 754-307-1655 is the number to call. And to all of my listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I hope you have a fabulous weekend, and I'll be back Monday at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.